Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking time to attend this session. It's my great honor to be here with you today. I'm Chen Tongguo from National Taiwan University, and this is my first time coming to Boston. This is a great city. Have you guys tried the lobster here? I strongly recommend you have to try it. And currently, I'm a PhD student at the Institute of Health Policy and Management. And Professor Dong Liangjiang, who is my advisor, he didn't come here today. That means I have to come my own. So today, I'm going to talk about the topic of income inequality. I have no relationship to disclose. So why am I focused on the income inequality? Well, the most OECD country has experienced a growing gap between the rich and the poor during the past two decades. And in the United States, they are the highest income inequality in the OECD country and have substantially increased over the past decade. We usually use the index called the Gini coefficient to measure the income inequality. And the scale of this index is between 0 to 100. If the Gini coefficient is 0, it means the perfectly equal. Everybody has the same income. If the index is 100, it means perfectly unequal. It means one single person on the all income in the society. And we usually use the 40 to be in the borderline. If a society, the income, the Gini coefficient exceeds 40, it means a highly income inequality. And unfortunately, in the United States, I believe the Gini coefficient is 45. And in Sweden, which we consider a very fair income distribution, the Gini coefficient is 23. And similarly, Taiwan has experienced a rapid growth in income inequality during the past few decades. The Gini coefficient was 28 in 1980s and 34 in 2010. So what? Even though the income inequality is increasing, what's the relationship between the income inequality and public health? Well, many studies have shown that there are associations between income inequality and many social and health problems, including the low social mobility, violence, mental illness, obesity, drug abuse, poor education performance at school children, crime, teenage births, and lack of trust. In 1990s, there are many studies to examine the relationship between income inequality and mortality by the single-level correlation or regression model. However, it soon be criticized there will be an artifact because the income and health relationship. So since then, the social epidemiologists began to use the multi-level to distinguish the compositional effect and the contextual effect. The compositional effect means if the income inequality have a relationship to mortality, it's only because it's the proportion of the population is poverty. And income inequality per se is not a problem. And the contextual effect means income inequality per se is like a pollution. It would harm everybody in the society. And recently, a meta-analysis of multi-level studies have shown that income inequality do have an adverse effect on mortality. Also, the all-cause mortality is a general measure of the population. The effect of income inequality on specific outcome must be examined to understand the mechanism. If income inequality linked to the public health, a better understanding of the mechanism is essential to development the healthy public policy. However, few studies were using multi-level approach to explore the contextual effect of income inequality on the cause-specific mortality. Furthermore, the evidence has shown that the effects of income distribution on health may differ between genders. Therefore, our study objective is using a multi-level framework to examine the association between income inequality and co-specific mortality in addition to all-cause mortality rates for both gender in Taiwan. Well, in Taiwan, there are 349 townships nested within 22 cities and counties. So we collect data from two levels. In the county level, we use the family income survey to calculate the Gini coefficient for each city and counties and the median household income. At the township level, our dependent variable is the mortality. We obtain the data from the Ministry of Health and Welfare and educational attainments, which is defined as the percentage of people who obtain the college or higher degree in the area. We obtain this data from the Ministry of the Interior. Well, we have a three model. In the first model, we just look at, as you can see, our outcome is mortality, and we have a seven mortality. The first is all-cause mortality, and the second is cancer, heart disease, cerebral vascular disease, diabetes, pneumonia, and injury. We choose these six co-specific mortality because it's the top six leading cause of death in Taiwan, and we use the 5 years average data. And the mortality is edge standardization of the mortality. We're using the WHO, the World Standard Population 2000. And the Gini coefficient, we use the data from the year 2000 to 2002. In Model 2, we control the median household income to control the material living standards. Unfortunately, we did not have the township level income data, so we use a powerful predictor of mortality instead. It's an educational level at each township. So this is our multi-level statistical framework. And at level one, we can see the outcome is mortality, and the covariance at level one is the educational level. And at level two, we put the Gini coefficient and the median income to see whether the coefficient gamma 0.1 is positive and significant. We assume the coefficient should be positive and significant. And the table one shows the descriptive data. We can see in Taiwan, during the 2005 and 2009, the all-cause mortality rate is 588 per 100,000 population. And we can see the mortality in male is greater than female, except the diabetes. And this is the most important table in this study. We can see in model one, the Gini coefficient is positive. The regression coefficient is positive. And if the number is blue color, it means the statistically significant. The p-value is less than 0.05. We can see the Gini coefficient is associated with the five of seven mortality. This includes all-cause mortality and cancer, heart disease, pneumonia, and injury. Also, the cerebral vascular disease and diabetes are positive. However, they didn't reach the significant. And then, in the model two, we control the income level. We can see the coefficient is attenuated. However, the all-cause mortality and deaths from pneumonia and injury remain significant. And in model three, you further control a powerful predictor, which is the educational level and in each township. And we found that a one rise in the Gini coefficient is associated with increased mortality of 11.3 in all-cause mortality, and nearly one death in a pneumonia. And sorry, this is, should be 2.5 deaths of injury. And we can notice that the association between the income inequality and injury are very significant across the genders. And the coefficient is greater in male, among male than females. So our main finding is the income inequality is positive associated with all-cause mortality and death from the pneumonia and injury. And in addition, association between income inequality and mortality are greater among male than females for all the causes of death. So how can this be explained? An explanation of why income inequality is associated with death is the concept of social cohesion, because the heightened income inequality also heightened the status competition. It would tear the social fabric. And while associations are greater among male, is the concept of social comparison. Unequal income distribution with the society heightened people's sense of relative deprivation, which result from the social comparison. They induce a psychosocial stress such as anxiety, shame, frustration, which can harm your health through the secretion of the stress hormone cortisol. And because the men are more sensitive in competition contrast to women, the psychosocial effects of social comparison might be more harmful for men than women's health. Our study results are consistent with the previous studies. The Manzak and Wilkinson find that the unequal distribution of income was related to the all-cause mortality and the cause of premature mortality contributes most were road accidents. And Lynch and his colleagues found that the higher inequality associated with high rates of infectious disease and unintentional deaths. More recently, the Lau found that the Gini coefficient in Hong Kong is positively associated with non-medical mortality and a disease such as pneumonia and other diseases. And in this year, a study published in the British Medical Journal, which is a very interesting result, shows that a patient hospitalized with pneumonia who exposed to a higher level of income inequality had an additional risk of the readmission within 3 days of discharge. Our study do have some limitations. The first, we are unable to demonstrate a causal relationship because of the cross-sectional design. And the second, also we adjust for township level, education level. There is the possibility of a residual confound including individual characteristics that can lead to an ecological fallacy. So our conclusion is the higher inequality, the higher all-cause mortality, and the death from the injury and pneumonia. The policy implication may lie to reducing the income gap may protect the population health and reduce the deaths from pneumonia and injury. Further studies are needed to investigate the association between income inequality and different types of injury deaths. Thank you very much. Yes? Yes, because the
individual SES was controlled.
No, we didn't control the individual data because the mortality is an area variable. So our small units of measurement is the township level mortality.
So there is that potential
Yes. Yes.
But it's difficult to get that data unless you live in a Scandinavian country.
Yes.
Then you have access to it.
That's right. Thank you. Yes. Well, I believe that occupational is an important variable of the individual. However, in this study, where we already control the educational level, and these two levels are highly correlations, so we only control the educational level. Yes?
I think he touched on my question.
Okay.
Bring that up.
Yes?
The projected effect of gender in terms of this relative poverty, et cetera, is it possible that if the male is the primary wage earner, then that he actually owns the income as opposed to her not actually experiencing that kind of risk? So is that,
yes, definitely. It's a main explanation to this this phenomenon.
We still have some very powerful female effects.
Yes, I believe it's a very important cause. Yeah, there may be a cultural difference. In the Asian country, the men are responsible for the family, and their social status is very important. Yes. Okay, thank you very much.